So tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be celebrating the great day of Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, where we're going to be counting the Sfira of Hod Shebehod. And after this class, we'll do a short Zohar class so we can pray Arvit, and later on we'll return here and learn more in depth what we need to learn, want to and learn. But we'll learn a little bit more about the idea behind the specifically the Sfira of Hod. How is that related to the day and what can be achieved on that day? But nevertheless, now as our daily class, we want to know what to focus on today. Today is a very unique day. Each and every one of us possesses a godly spark in us. Everything has a godly spark in it. But specifically us, we have a nitzotz eloki, and the teachings of Kabbalah, the teachings specifically of Hasidut, explains that the power of Hod in the nefesh is above what's called lemala me'asechel. It's above what our intellect can understand. We have different powers in our soul. You can understand Chesed, Gvura, you can understand a lot of the powers, but we know that the Nefesh possesses 10 kochot, 10 powers, which correspond to the Sfirot. And in each one of these Sfirot, there will be more, another layer of Sfirot. That's what we're learning the last couple of weeks. But specifically, the power of Hod in the Nefesh, if one needs to recognize what is the power of Hod, we can't, because it's above our intellect, it's above our Sechel. And what is this point? It's the simple point of that is called emuna, belief. And you can't grasp belief. You can't understand what it means to believe. But specifically, the power of the nefesh, that is the power of Hod, is this point, it's called nekuda of emuna. Something that is, we can't understand that. Now, also emuna is above our sechel. Can't really understand what's emuna. That's why it's called emunah. That's why it's called belief, because you can't understand that. It's a deep part of our neshama that we can't really understand or explain. Now, what does it mean to believe in Hashem? Is that you don't understand Hashem. We don't really understand anything in Hashem. We try to scrape the surface to really understand something about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But having belief in Hashem, this is some type of a grasp. The word in Hebrew that we use is hasaga, that I have some type of a comprehension. I some way understand, but not about anything about Hashem, but rather the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem is like the reputation, the name that walks in front of Him. We understand something. That's why it's called emunah, because I don't have something solid. Rather, it's beyond what my mind can comprehend. Now, this point that is called emunah, if a person knows how to bring the emunah to the surface, then he grows to spiritual levels that he can't fathom that he will ever reach. It's all about emunah. The Tanaim, for example, tonight we're going to celebrate the Hilulah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, one of the greatest Tanaim. They had such a high level of emunah that they were untouchable. They could do anything they want, whether it's bring somebody from the dead, whether it's to walk through a wall, whether it's to teleport themselves from one place to another, because their level of emunah was so high that they were beyond the limitations of the world. You know why we're so limited? Because we believe in the limitations of the world. I can now guarantee to you that if you want, you can walk through the wall, out. Let's see the first one who's willing to try. The first one they will try will bump himself into the wall. Why? Because you believe the world exists. But if you would meditate and bring yourself to a point that you believe 100% the world does not exist there, you will just walk through the wall. So the problem is, it's not the wall. The problem is me believing. So what stops me from doing anything in this world is my disbelief. Is I just don't believe. And that's the level that we want to expose. If I'm able to bring this point of emunah up to the surface, then I become what's the word? Not invincible, untouchable. I can do anything I want. What stops me from doing anything is my own problem with belief. Now, when I know how to nourish, how to bring this point of emunah out to the surface, what it does, it fills my entire essence with the light of Hashem. That's why most people, when they don't have Hashem in their life, the result will be sadness, depression, feelings of emptiness, anxieties, and so forth, because I'm empty. I don't have any existence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in me. It is in me, but in a very unrevealed way. So when I bring the emunah out to the surface, then it fills my entire existence, my entire essence, with the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, really, like I said before, we don't have any understanding in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter how much we're going to learn, we have zero understanding in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. After this class, when we talk more about the Zohar class, I'm going to touch a point that I mentioned many times, how there are 125 levels of Kedusha in our soul. Referring to 125 levels of our soul. We refer to our soul in five levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. But each and every one of those levels possess in that five levels. Nefesh de Nefesh, Nefesh de Ruach, and so forth. But there's also another layer, making it five times five times five. Nefesh de Nefesh de Nefesh will be the lowest of all, and Yechida, Sheba Yechida, Sheba Yechida will be the highest of all. But we don't have any understanding whatsoever what it means, all these levels. It says that the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was able to bring them to such a level that they actually had a hasaga, an understanding in all 125 levels. This is how great they were able to climb. Now, we see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai just to climb a little bit to the levels of his students. That's dayenu. That's enough. We don't really realize what it means, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai means. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to not only operate, but to reveal all 125 levels of Kedusha. That's why it says about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Tov Lakol. He fits everybody. It's a master key. Opens all the gates. That's why anyone from any walks of life has some type of connection and relations to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. As it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Alita Lamarom Veshavita Shevi, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, it says, what's this Shavita Shevi? Alita Lamarom means you went up to the heavens. Shavita Shevi is you took something with you. What did you take? Take the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the key to all the mysticism of the Torah, the essence of the Torah. So, specifically, Rabbi Shimon chose to live on this day, on Hod Shebehod. Why? Because Hod is the Nekuda of the Emunah, and Hod Shebehod is the essence of Emunah. It's all about Emunah. If you know how to reveal the Emunah Shebanefesh, you are going to climb to levels that you'll never think that you can even reach that. Now, needless to say, that again, we don't have any knowledge or any type of hasaga in anything in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter how much we're going to learn. But, nevertheless, I believe in Him. And what does it mean, I believe in Him? We mentioned already, the week of Hod. Hod can be translated as glory. Hod can be also explained and translated as Hodaya, as thanking. And it's also Hoda'a, of admitting. So when I believe, I admit that He exists. When I follow what the Torah says, it's basically saying in other words, I believe, I admit that there's a master to the universe. Do I know Him? No. Do I know anything about Him? No. But I admit that He exists. That's my emunah. That's my little grasp of something. Now, the Baal Shem Tov says, we have a mitzvah from the Torah to believe in the existence of Hashem. This is a mitzvah aseh d'oraita. To believe in the existence of Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov says, the same way that we have the positive mitzvah from the Torah to believe in Hashem, we have a positive mitzvah, I mean, it's not a positive mitzvah from the Torah, but we have to apply the same type of mitzvah in believing in the godly spark that is in me. Because if I believe in Hashem, then I have to believe in the godly spark that is in with me. What does that got to do with me? How is that applied to my life? I have to believe in the essence of Hashem that is in me. Which means if Hashem is in me, then I am also, I can do whatever I want. It's just about believing in my abilities. Most people, they don't have belief in themselves. Most people, they don't believe that they can be successful. They don't believe that they can grow spiritually, financially, physically. Very few people, they have a very strong side in them that they believe in themselves. A lot of people don't believe in themselves, so they already write the failure before they even started. So Harry, we want to look at it in two ways, how we like applying things to be practical. First of all, most important, I need to know how to reveal the level of emunah in my neshama, in my nefesh, to take it out. How do I do that? Well, needless to say that I have to align myself with the Torah. I have to walk on the path of the Torah. There are all sorts of different ways and methods how one can build their emunah. We're not going to talk about it now. It's not so relevant right now. I mean, I think I even have a few classes online where I'm talking about how a person brings the surface, the emunah to the surface. You know, the Rizal says, for example, by smelling strong spices or herbs, it brings the level of the emunah out. That's why you see specifically in the many Sephardi shuls, they constantly will have besamim to smell constantly. And that's why we smell it on Shabbat, on Motzei Shabbat. The Rizal says, you smell and you say the bracha, borei minei besamim, or borei yisbei besamim, whatever it applies to, it brings the emunah out to the surface. It's a very simple and short, small trick to do. We know also, I said that so many times, this is something very easy to apply. When a person says Birkat HaMazon every day, Birkat HaMazon also brings the emunah out to the surface. That's what Avraham Avinu used to do, that's his trick. He used to bring people, feed them, make them say Birkat HaMazon. It wasn't not exactly how we say it, but nevertheless. And he caused them to bring out the emunah in a God. He told them, you eat and you say thank you to the master of the universe. So there are many little things that one can apply to strengthen their emunah. And most of us are ktanei emunah. I told you already, we have a lot of belief when things go well. When things don't go well, then the emunah flies out of the window. So I need to first of all know how to strengthen my emunah, because it's all about belief. Once I have emunah, I will never fail. But more important, I need to start believing in the fact that there is a nitzotz Eloki, that there's a godly spark in me. And I need to know how to reveal that godly spark within me, and to believe that there is a godly spark in me. Because when I apply that, if I believe that I'm possessing in me a godly spark, then it will prevent me from doing many negative things, and it will inspire me to do many positive things, because I have responsibility. I have a nitzotz Eloki in me. What, I'm going to take the nitzotz Eloki with me to the junk, to the dirt of the world? I'm going to prevent this godly spark from receiving its spiritual sustenance. So nevertheless, I need to understand that there is a godly spark in me. When I do something positive, I nourish it. I do something negative, I chas v'shalom, I can't blemish it, but I will push it even deeper into the depth of my soul. So specifically, what I need to concentrate on today, and today is a very auspicious day, we're going to talk about it in the next class, it's a powerful day to know how to nourish this belief, this emunah within my neshama, that to bring it out to the surface. That's what I need to focus on. Bechlal, we know many of our sages, especially the teachings of Kabbalah, says that the specific week of Hod is a very hard week. It's a very tough sfira. We're going to talk about it in a second in the next class. But nevertheless, all the gates of heavens are open in this week. Anything you ask for, if you ask it with Lev Shalem, Hashem will grant you. It's a very powerful week. So, not for nothing, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai chose when to leave. He it's not like us that we don't know what's going on. He ordered the first class ticket exactly at the right moment when everything is the right time to leave. So nevertheless, we have to understand, A, how precious is our neshama, that it possesses a part of Hashem in it. And I need to know how to nourish it. And the only way to nourish it is with Torah and Mitzvot. There's no other way to nourish it. There's no shortcuts. And needless to say, once I bring it up to the surface, then I'm able to overcome all my obstacles. It's all boils down to one thing, is emunah. And in our generation, it's a very tough thing to battle. Rabbi Nachman from Breslov says that our yetzer hara, our fight in this generation, the generation before Mashiach comes, is emunah. So it's all going to be emunah. It's all going to be a war of belief. Because when you believe 100%, you are untouchable. You're invincible. You do anything. When you believe. If you don't believe, you fail before you started. So we have to tap into the energy of the day to know how to really nourish this nitzotz Eloki, this godly spark in me, to be able to take me to higher levels. Needless to say, when I reach to these higher levels, then I'm operating in the level that I'm supposed to operate, and I can reach to higher levels than much, much higher than what I'm expecting, much higher than what I think I can achieve. And needless to say, that we have to bring that deep point in our emunah that we say, we say for thousands of years, anachnu ma'aminim, bnei ma'aminim, we are believers, sons of believers, but what do we believe in? Be'emunah shlema be'viyat ha-mashiach. Most people don't believe Mashiach is coming, by the way. I don't think we have a minion even of people that believe Mashiach is coming. I think it was 25 years ago, the Lubavitch Rebbe said that if we had a minion of men that really believe that Mashiach is coming, Mashiach would come. So I don't think people believe. I think people, in the back of their minds, there's some type of block. Either they don't want him to come because this is not good for business, necessarily, or I don't believe that something like this can happen. A Moshe Rabbeinu coming and changing the universe. So needless to say that our main effort in building this emunah is to bring me to the complete belief that any second, any given moment, we're hearing the shofar and Mashiach is here and our entire existence changes over second. I can't even say overnight. I don't know if you can say it in, can you say over second? In English, say overnight. So within a second. Very fine. So this is ultimately what one needs to strive for. Because we think that the solution to my problems, if I have financial problems, maybe a job will be a solution. I have marital problems, then maybe, I don't know, an individual will be able to bring shalom bayit between me and my wife. Nobody has any, there's no solutions. The only solution is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the only solution is Mashiach. So we have to build the level in emunah in me so I can operate in the right way. Because each and every one of us is a very vital part of bringing the redemption. But if I don't believe that I can do anything, then I'm not going to do nothing. So I have to bring this level of emunah, exactly like what it says in the Talmud, "Anachu ma'aminim b'mnei ma'aminim b'emunah shlema b'biyat ha-mashiach."